All right, we are back. Hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now. Richard, how are you today, sir?
Good afternoon, John. We're doing great. Thank you for having us again.
Always a joy. We appreciate it very much. Talk about persistence. We kind of hit a little bit of this, you know, not in the great detail that you and I are going to get into, but Dr. Haley Perlis a moment ago, and we talked a little bit about this, but the essential guide for all success is, and it is, because if you give up, you'll never get there.
Well, and it's, it was the essential glue, and because of the quote from Calvin Coolidge, it's so important. He said, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence.
Good point.
Talent will not.
Yep.
Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. And it's so true, because we can have all kinds of talents and capabilities and have the opportunity at our doorstep, but if we don't persist through adversity and setbacks, we will not accomplish what
I know it's not my notes, Richard, but if you look at a lot of the successful entrepreneurs out there, and you look at, you know, maybe even their, not necessarily their IQ, but you look at their grades in school and you compare that to other, you know, high achievers that may have been on the honor society and so on and so forth, and yet, you know, the Bill Gates and Steve Jobs of the world most likely were not in the, I know they weren't in the honor society. They may have not even had that great of grades, and in some cases even dropped out when it was all said and done, yet went on to achieve great things. And like them or not, their persistence, you cannot fault.
Well, you can see it in many, many fields. Rush Limbaugh was fired six or seven times.
Good one.
And persisted until he achieved superstar success. And you see it in athletics or entertainment or inventions, so many different fields. And how many people and quit maybe one step before that superstar status? And one of the things I'll say is that their agony of regrets last longer and are much greater than the pain of failure. And my regrets in my life hurt me much worse than the failures I've experienced.
You know, and it's, when you say that, and not that I idolize this individual, because I don't idolize anybody, but I don't even really like this individual, but he is a radio host, and what you just said a moment ago, much like Rush Limbaugh, only he's on the other side of the aisle, would be Howard Stern. That guy failed and failed and failed, and yet continued to persist in his shtick, if you would, of what he now does today and has made a fortune doing so. Like the guy or not, Richard, he never gave up.
Well, that's exactly right. And one of the civil rights leaders says a dream delayed is a dream denied. Well, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. And I believe a dream delayed is not a dream denied unless we quit. And I have a friend who was a co-author I met several years ago, and she had written a manuscript and then had all kinds of delays and put it aside. And 12 years later, she came back and published the book, and it got all kinds of international acclaim. And if she would have quit and just left that in a drawer, it never would have happened. And it just goes to show that sometimes it's only timing. It's not the dream itself.
True. Good point. And President Lincoln, of course, is probably one of the utmost examples of what we're talking about. I mean, he, and I'll let you go through the list, but he failed at, well, and maybe failure is not the right word, Richard, but he didn't accomplish the things that he set out to do, and I guess failure would be that word, because, you know, it wasn't a success, if you would, and yet never gave up.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'm going to go through this list because
it's long.
It is astounding. He failed in business at 22. Lost an election for the legislature at 23. Failed again at business at 24. He did win an election to the legislature at 25. Suffered a nervous breakdown at 27. Lost a race for speaker at 29. Lost an election for elector at 31. Lost a congressional race at 34. He won one at 37, but he lost one at 39. Lost a race for the Senate at 46, lost a VP at 47, lost another Senate race at 49, and then was elected at 51 and won a tight four-way race for re-election 4 years later. And we say today, people will say, well, that could never happen again. And that's possible, but I always think back to Nelson Mandela, that's set in prison for 29 years, I think, and came out and became president of South Africa, who said, everything's impossible until it's done.
You know, very, very, very well said. And I think, unfortunately, Richard, we live in a day and age now to where if you don't get your way or you don't accomplish what you set out to do initially, you just sort of give up. You sort of, you know, cry your own crocodile tears. You sit in a corner hoping somebody will come along and make you a winner because you were taught your entire life that everyone's a winner. So how in the world can I not be successful at what I set out to do? And I think about, you know, American Idol especially, where it takes somebody that's very bold to look somebody in the eye and say, who's been telling you the entire time of your life you could sing? Because the reality is you can't. Now, I know that sounds, you know, a little bit harsh, but, you know, let's also be real. If that's not something that you're good at and maybe you're not gifted to do, you probably should have somebody real in your life that would tell you to do so and then go on and accomplish the things that you are good at.
Well, yes, and one of the things that I talk about is the opposite of the persistence is discouragement. I believe has killed more people than I did all the wars in history. And right now, our culture is discouraging of any kind of accomplishment. It wants to beat us down and make us accept where we are.
Yep.
And that is unacceptable. And people with the desire to overcome that discouragement are the ones that will be successful.
Now,
my daughter, when she was 13, was told that she'd never be much of a softball player on this team she was on, and she ended up being the only one on the team who played all the way through 4 years of college, and none of the rest of the kids did.
Wow. Wow.
But it was because of her internal desire and work ethic.
I've got something for all of you listening I'm going to play after Richard is gone. Didn't tie this in. Again, things just work out the way they work out, Richard, but I've got a clip of something I'm going to play here in a moment that goes right along those same lines. As far as we live in a world today, a government today, that discourages people from being successful, Richard.
Yes, and we've talked about it before. Politicians on both sides of the aisle used to inspire the people to go out and be the best they could be and be great Americans and contribute to the country. John F. Kennedy, ask not what your government can do or country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Right.
Ronald Reagan. Today, we hear no politicians from either side of the aisle inspiring the people. All they want to talk about is what the government's going to do.
True. No, you're right. And I think that's one of those things that had a long conversation with an individual last night that's thinking of running for some particular offices and not sure exactly what direction to go. But we had this exact same conversation. And by the way, that's one of the things that I mentioned was, listen, you know, you have to let people know, you know, have to inspire them to become all that they can be. And it's something politicians today are not doing. So I said the exact same thing last night, Richard.
Well, and people are looking for that leadership, and they will persist and go through those brick walls for people that motivate and inspire them.
Sure will.
And I think people are desperate right now for people to come out and lead that way and give them optimism and hope for a better future individually and for the city, state, or U.S. government.
You've got an equation here that equals a champion. Read it off for us.
Well, yes, and it's a vision plus taking a risk plus action plus focus plus dedication plus persistence plus every day equals a champion.
Good point. Good point. And I like what Dr. Haley said a little bit earlier as well, and that is, you know, focus on your strengths. And I think so many times, Richard, we're taught that, oh, you got to fix this weakness, you got to fix that, you got to fix this, you got to fix that. And yet, whatever the strength is of that particular individual just sort of goes by the wayside. There's a great book, by the way, Strengths Finder, where this particular book teaches you what your strengths are. And the premise being, Richard, that if you focus on your strengths and make them better and better and better, the weaknesses just get weaker and weaker.
Well, and I concur with that. Until a seminar I went to with my church a few years ago, everyone I'd ever been to before always had you focusing on improving weaknesses. And some weaknesses we cannot improve. I cannot sing. I can't carry a tune in the number three wash tub.
Right.
But there are strengths I have. And if we focus on our strengths and improving them, we can collaborate with people who have strengths where we are weak.
You know what? And I like the fact that you just said that. You know, I too, there are just certain things. You know, for example, I am not a musician. Don't expect me to learn the piano. Don't, you know, I tried to learn the trombone when I was a young boy. You know, reading the music sheet, I just look at that thing and it's like a monkey reading the roadmap, Richard. It's just not something in my skill set. But, you know, give me a wiring diagram for a car and I'll tell you exactly where each wire goes and I can read that no problem at all. But I cannot read music.
Well, and that's another illustration that it doesn't matter who's running the government. The government cannot make everybody the same and have equal outcomes because we are individually gifted by God with different gifts. And he did that so we could work together to produce more than we could individually.
Great point. Richard, a joy having you. How do folks get your latest book, sir?
Well, Made in America by Americans, not Americants. All books are signed at richardbattle.com, all nine of them. You go to Amazon, we have Kindle and audio versions as well of all the books and all other bookstores.
Awesome. Richard, always a joy having you, sir. Talk to you next week.
My pleasure. God bless America.
All right. Have a great evening, and we appreciate it very much.